Deep within each of us is the desire to leave a legacy, for our lives to matter, and for those who come behind us to benefit from our efforts, talents, and hard-earned wisdom. Chances are, you use a product every day that points to the legacy of Steve Jobs, a brilliant innovator and communicator. Jobs was the co-founder of Apple Computers, and his development of iPods, iPhones, and iPads revolutionized modern technology. In 2005, shortly after his first diagnosis with cancer, Jobs delivered a compelling speech that is known as one of his most memorable public appearances. In the middle of his message, Jobs shares about love and loss through the retelling of his experience of being fired from Apple. 10 years after he co-founded the company, he was terminated by the board of directors. He goes on to call the following season the best years of his life. During that time, he developed the technology used to create the smartphones and devices we use daily, met and married his wife, and then returned to Apple. The speech resonated because people garnered hope from his redemption story. What seemed like the ultimate failure positioned him for even greater impact. In his speech, he says, "You cannot connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards, so you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something." I agree with Steve. However, it is not trust in something, but trust in someone that matters. As Christians, we know that in Jesus, we have a good shepherd who walks alongside us through green pastures and dark valleys, leading, guiding, protecting, and providing for us all along the way. In John chapters 14 through 17, Jesus gives a farewell speech to his closest friends. Like Jobs, Jesus knows that his death on the cross will seem like the ultimate failure for a season. Unlike Jobs, through his intimate relationship with the Father, Jesus can connect the dots to the future, and he knows that his sacrifice will be the greatest redemption story of all time. He lets his disciples know he is leaving, but comforts them with the promise that he will send a helper and friend, the Holy Spirit. He assures them that through the Spirit, we will abide in the transforming love of the Father. We will be healed and made new. The Spirit will empower his disciples to carry on the legacy of Jesus's life, to radically love and serve others. He ends his speech with a prayer of hope for his disciples. "Father, I want everyone you have given me to be with me wherever I am. Then they will see the glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the world was created. I told them what you are like, and I will tell them even more. Then the love that you have for me will become part of them, and I will be one with them." Jesus' prayer is for all believers, for the 12 disciples, for you, and for me, that unified with him, we will experience the never-ending love of the Father. Through his death and resurrection, we are given new life, and his legacy will be our legacy. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I'm Michelle Fleming, Speaking of Life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.